This devotional is called The Thrill of Hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. From O Holy Night. Does Christmas thrill you? Children get excited at the coming of the season, and often we might feel a bit of a charge through experiencing their amazement. But the chores we go through to provide for them are often the very things that rob us from knowing the wonder for ourselves. Plan the party, trim the tree, max out the MasterCard, wrap, ship, and take a trip. And that's assuming that we aren't one of the multitudes who find themselves with the case of the holiday blues. So if Christ's coming into this world offers hope, and hope, as the song says, provides a thrill, how do we locate that experience amid the distraction and disillusionment of December? Well, that's the cool thing about hope. Just as total darkness can't hold back the light of a tiny flame, so does even the smallest increment of hope provide joy and purpose. Here are a few scriptures I've been mulling over on the subject. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. Notice the parallel between things hoped for and things not seen. Talk about a paradox. Try applying assurance to something your five senses cannot detect. It's a challenge. Plus, the plus side is that hope, through Christ, is available to you no matter what you see, no matter what you hear, or no matter what you feel. It is above your circumstances. We also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance brings about proven character, and proven character brings about hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us. That's in Romans 5:3-5. Do you ever hear people say, well, I don't want to get my hopes up because I'm afraid of being disappointed? What would you make of Paul's claim that hope does not disappoint? Might the disconnect have something to do with what we are hoping for and expecting? Max Lucado thinks so. Hope is not what you'd expect. It is what you would never dream. It is a wild, improbable tale with a pinch me, I'm dreaming ending. Hope is not a granted wish or a favor performed. No, it is far greater than that. It is a zany, unpredictable dependence on a God who loves to surprise us out of our socks and be there in the flesh to see our reaction. Love hopes all things, but now abide faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. That was 1 Corinthians 13:7-13. Do you ever wonder why faith, hope, and love are the greatest virtues, and apparently in that order? Maybe hope isn't actually something we do, but something we receive, like grace. If it's true that without faith, it is impossible for us to please him, perhaps it's conversely true that without hope, it would be impossible for him to please us. The same verse says that God is a rewarder of those who seek him. Is hope a reward? I mean, if faith is what we give to God and hope is what he gives to us, then we have the dynamic of a relationship. With that in place, we can love. So love is built on hope, which is built on faith. For hope to exist, unfortunately, it looks like there has to be hopelessness first. A perfect world would not need any hope. Deliverance arrives undeservedly and perhaps unexpectedly, just as in the unlikely way that God came to earth to provide us a once and for all substitute for the sins of all men on the first Christmas. That's why things can look bleak, but that's where hope lives. The good news is you simply can't hope big enough, which goes back to the idea of our minds and senses being inadequate to judge God's design and methods. and hope being more a function of God's involvement than our desires. I readily acknowledge I could not have conceived of the plan of salvation or the virgin birth. I couldn't have imagined the plan for the walls of Jericho to crumble, for hungry lions to turn into Daniel's pet kittens, or for the Red Sea to part and offer up dry land. So neither do I know how my problems will be solved or what miracles I will be blessed with this Christmas. Isaiah 9, 6 through 7 concerns the hope of the prophecy being fulfilled that brought us a wonderful counselor, mighty God, eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. The last sentence of the verse says it's the zeal of the Lord that will accomplish this. God is excited. He is zealous, enthusiastic, passionate, obsessive even, to bring us hope. Romans 15:13 is my Christmas prayer. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Why is there hope? Because Jesus was born, O holy night. What a thrill. God is at work. That was from God Came Near on page 89. What does hope out of despair look like? There are lots of examples in any Christian's life, but in terms of contemporary cinema, I know of no better example than the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Go back and watch these movies again over the holidays, keeping an eye out for the allusions to hope and hopelessness. And then with this devotional, there's a further reading if you'd like to read. It's Isaiah 9, 6 and 7.
You've been listening to a message presented at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111, Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.